Hello, beloved, and welcome to this is our last Bible study on spiritual warfare. Can you believe it? This is Bible study number 23 on spiritual warfare. And what we're going to look at in this Bible study is the reward for overcoming in the spiritual battle that we are in. Remember that our battle is not against flesh and blood, and this battle is a lifelong battle. As long as we are children of God, we are going to be involved in this battle. And what happens is, we are in this battle, and if we, if we overcome in this battle, and we basically conquer in Christ, and we stay firm, then there will be reward. And I would like us to look at the reward in this Bible study. Before we continue, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you that we can know that if we overcome, and we know that we don't overcome in our own strength, we overcome in and through the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to overcome. We are more than conquerors through Christ, through you, and we know that, Father. And we pray, Father, that you will open up our hearts to receive your word and your minds to understand your word, so that you may be glorified in and through our lives, and that we may be overcomers in this spiritual battle that we find ourselves in. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now, when we look at the fact that we receive rewards for overcoming in battle, we can never ever say that we overcome in our own strength, because we don't. We are overcomers because it is Christ who enables us. It is the Holy Spirit that indwells us, that enables us to be victorious. It is God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, that, that works in us and through us, that enables us to be overcomers. And the first thing that we see, and we find this in the book of Revelation, in our series on the book of Revelation, we are actually looking at this as well, but we're looking at it from a little bit of a different angle. But in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, we see that we will eat of the hidden manna. Those who overcome in this spiritual battle that we are in will eat of the hidden manna. Okay, so it says in Revelation 2:17, it says, "To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat." Not all of it, but some of it. Okay, so he will give us the hidden manna that we can eat. Now, first of all, it's important to know that all believers in Christ are overcomers. Why are we overcomers? Because it is Christ, or it's God, who works in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. The good work that he started in us, he will complete it. He will finish that work. It is not as if we are so powerful and we are so fantastic that we have the strength or the ability in ourselves to be overcomers. No, we are overcomers because of Christ. Because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he makes us overcomers. All right, so even the fact that we receive reward because we are overcomers is because of what Christ has done for us and what the Holy Spirit does in us. And now, because we overcome, or because we are overcomers in the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in, and we are conquerors in this battle that we are in, what does Christ do? He comes and he rewards us. What does he reward us with? He rewards us with some of the hidden manna that he gives us to eat. You see, that's just amazing. Now, just to get back quickly to the overcomer idea. The idea of being an overcomer means to be a believer. And to be a believer means to be an overcomer. So as believers, we are overcomers. Okay, that's basically what it boils down to. Now, listen to this. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, we read the following. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "For whoever is born of God overcomes the world." So whoever is born of God overcomes the world. We become overcomers over the world. And what is in the world? in the world is wickedness and evil, and demonic forces are at work in this world, and the world hates us, and the world wants nothing to do with us. So the world is basically the enemy that attacks us and wants to destroy us. But we are overcomers. We have overcome the world. And what is it that overcame the world? It's our faith. Our faith in Christ. Okay? It's so important for us to remember that. Now, Jesus comes and he says that he will give us some of the hidden manna to eat. Okay? Wow. That's amazing. Now, what is this manna that is being spoken of here? In the series on the book of Revelation, I refer back to the manna that we find with the Israelites that they received from God, the supernatural manna that they received every single day except on the Sabbath day. The day before the Sabbath, they received twice as much so that they would have enough manna to basically be able to eat on the Sabbath, because they were not allowed to gather the manna on the Sabbath day because there weren't any. All right, so on the Sabbath day, no manna, because the manna that they received in the wilderness was God's supernatural provision for the people of Israel. It was, let's call it, food from heaven that God provided for them. Okay, so that's extremely important. We need to understand that's what it is. It's supernatural food, because God is the source and he's the provider of it. Okay, but we need to remember that the New Testament teaches us that Christ is the living bread. Okay, now if we say that Christ is the living bread, that's figurative speech. I mean, Jesus is not bread, but he is the life-giving food that we need so that we can have life eternally. If we partake of him, if we take off the living bread, we start living and we will have life everlasting. It's figurative speech to say that if we partake of him, if we eat of him, then we will have eternal life. It just basically boils down to this. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we partake of him. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have eaten the bread of life, figuratively speaking. And if we partake of him, we will receive that supernatural manna that Israel received in the wilderness, spiritually speaking, so that at the end of the day, we will be able to live forever, because it will feed us and give us life eternal. That's basically what it boils down to. So if Christ then speaks about the manna, now that is, that he will give for us as believers to eat, I believe it refers to manna that is only available in Christ. Okay? Because the triune God is basically the source of the hidden manna. That's the only place that this manna is available. It is in Christ. And it's amazing that it becomes a reward for believers. But the fact that they overcome is because of Christ. It's because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which just shows us that even the reward that we receive, beloved, for overcoming, for being in the spiritual battle and overcoming in the spiritual battle, the reward is actually a reward that belongs to Christ, that is received from Christ, that comes from Christ, and it's actually his reward. It's not our reward, because he is the one who works it in us. Just absolutely amazing if we think about it. But that's the first reward. That's one of the rewards that overcomers will receive. And they receive it from Christ, and that's what Christ does. Just absolutely amazing. But then those who overcome in the spiritual battle will find ourselves in a sense, he says, we will eat of the tree of life. Just listen to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. It says, to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So Christ is going to give those who overcome believers, because believers are overcomers and overcomers are believers. So he is going to give believers access to the tree of life. And whoever partakes of the tree of life will live forever, because it's the tree of life. Okay? And that's why this tree of life is now being protected. When Adam and Eve was kicked out of the garden, the gate of the garden was protected. Okay, you can't enter into it and by chance go and eat of the tree of life and live forever. It is protected. But Christ says, no. The reward for those who are in spiritual battles on this earth and who overcomes in those spiritual battles is they will be able to enter into the garden and to partake of the tree of life. Isn't that absolutely amazing? So, those who overcome enjoy the promise of heaven. And we know that who is the life giver? It's Christ. Because he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. In a sense, we can say that Jesus Christ himself is the tree of life, because he is the one who gives life. Life originates in him. Remember, he's the creator. All right, so life comes from him. It springs forth from him. In that sense, Christ is our life. And he is eternal life. And it's through faith in him that we inherit and that we receive eternal life. And it's for those who overcome. And we overcome because we believe. And we believe because we overcome. And it's all connected to one another. And it's all in Christ. Okay, so that's the second reward that we will receive because we are overcomers. And because we are overcomers, we will receive that reward. And basically, overcomer is a believer. So believers will overcome. And because they overcome, they will receive this reward. The third reward that overcomers will receive because they are overcomers in this spiritual battle is that they will be clothed with white linen or white raiment, as our text tells us. Revelation chapter 3 verse 5 says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed with white garments." Oh, beautiful, ne? You see, all the redeemed will be clothed in white garments. Everybody that has been redeemed by Christ. Now, the white garments basically speaks about holiness. It's figurative. It's a picture of holiness, of purity. And what will happen to the church? Those who are in Christ, they will be clothed in white garments. But we read in Scripture that Christ will have white garments on, and the angels will have white garments on. See, this is such a beautiful picture of being clothed with Christ's righteousness, because righteousness also is represented by whiteness, something that's white. Righteousness is white. Purity is white. And to be dressed with holiness and purity is something so special. Remember that our sin is exchanged for Christ's righteousness. So he imputes his righteousness to us by faith, and our sin is given to him. So our sin and he replaces our sin with his righteousness. And when we receive his righteousness, that's justification, by the way. If we receive his righteousness, we are set right with God, and we are purified of our sin. We are cleansed of our sin. We are made pure. We are made holy. We are separated unto God and unto his purposes. Oh, it's so beautiful. And for us to have entrance into heaven, to have entrance into the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of heaven, basically requires holiness. It requires purity. It requires salvation. It requires us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, have faith in him alone. You see, and these white garments basically represents that holiness, the purity, the righteousness, the beauty of Christ. Everything is represented by these white garments. And we have to be clothed with it if we want to enter into his presence. This is figurative speech, but still, we receive it as a gift, as a reward for overcoming in the spiritual battle that we are in this world. And by the way, it's only believers that will be able to overcome, né? Because overcomer is a believer is an overcomer. Those who are in the world cannot overcome the world because they are part of the world and they look like the world and they act like the world and they do everything in accordance to the world. But believers, no, we overcome. Okay? And it's our faith at the end of the day. All right, then the fourth thing, overcomers in the spiritual battle will sit with Christ on his throne. Another reward. We will sit with Christ on his throne. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21 says, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne." Yo. So once again, figuratively, we will enjoy, or let's say we will share in the privilege, but also in the authority that Jesus Christ enjoys as we reign with him. See, we read that Jesus made us kings and priests, yeah, to his God and Father. We read that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And Jesus said to his disciples that he bestows upon them a kingdom. And then he says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 30, he says, "That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This was when he was speaking to his disciples. Huh? So with them, the idea of reigning with Christ doesn't mean that it will be a physical reign, that they will physically reign with Christ, you know, with him as the king and they also kings, but rather that they will actually share in his reign. They will partake in the fact that he is now king. They will enjoy being part of his kingdom, of his reign. Okay. But it will be as if we are reigning ourselves. I don't know if that makes sense. Even though you're not, but because you're part of the reign of Christ, it feels as if you're reigning with him. Now, in the kingdom of heaven, or let's call it the kingdom of God, it's the same thing. Jesus Christ will be our king, and he will reign in righteousness, and we will gladly submit to his reign. And it's as if we ourselves are reigning. That's how we will submit to his reign. Somebody that's reigning, somebody that's a king, doesn't have to feel as if he's reigning or whatever, because he's reigning. Right? So what happens is, as we submit to the reign of Christ, we ourselves will experience it as reigning together with him. And that's because we will be righteous. Yeah? And because we are righteous, and because we are right with God, and because we are forgiven of our sin, and we are now sinless when we're in his presence, we will actually joyfully submit to his reign. We will enjoy it. Even though we experience it as we are reigning with him, we will enjoy just being under Christ's reign, because it is in righteousness that he reigns. All right, and then the fifth reward that overcomers receive is when they overcome in the spiritual battle that they are in every day of their lives, in a lesser or a greater degree. Né? The scripture tells us that believers will have, or overcomers will have, power over the nations. Ja! Power over the nations. That's the reward that overcomers will receive. If you're an overcomer in Christ and through Christ, then you will reign over the nations. And again, it doesn't mean that believers will physically have power over the nations. But because believers are in Christ and they basically reign with him, it is in that sense that believers will actually have power over the nations. You see, as the nations of the earth are subject to Christ, they are actually basically also subject to to those who belong to Christ. That's the awesome thing. You see, Christ Jesus is the one who will basically rule the nations, and he will do it with a rod of iron. And spiritually speaking, we will reign with him. Okay? He will basically shepherd the nations with a rod of iron. That's during the 1,000-year reign of Christ. He will basically enforce his will on every single person on the face of this planet. He will protect his sheep, and with this iron scepter, you know, anybody that tries to touch them, they will be harmed by him. But beloved, because believers are in Christ, we will work with Christ. We won't work against him. We will enforce his desires. We don't want to do what we want to do, and we won't want to do what we want to do, because we are with Christ. We are under submission to him, and in that sense, the nations are also under us because we are under Christ. You know, it's so amazing. You see, overcomers has blessing upon blessing, a reward upon reward awaiting them. You and I, we have rewards waiting for us because we are overcomers. And we are overcomers because we are believers. And we are believers because of Christ. It's amazing. You see, as believers, overcomers, we are privileged to be associated with Christ, to be in Christ, to love Christ, to belong to Christ. And because we partake of and share in Christ's victory, because we share in his reign and his triumph and his glory and his majesty and his dominion, we share in that. It will seem as if we have all of that in Christ. Those are all rewards that we receive in Christ. We share in his victory. We reign with him. We triumph with him. We share in his glory. We share in his majesty. We share in his dominion. All part of the massive blessings that believers receive in Christ. And beloved, that's so beautiful. That's so amazing. So, as believers, we are blessed because we are overcomers. And the reason why we are overcomers is because we are believers. And we are believers because of Christ. And it's God, the Holy Spirit, that enables us to overcome. It's our faith in Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit that enables us. So that at the end of the day, all the promises, all the blessings, all the rewards, everything that we receive because we have been in this massive spiritual battle while we were alive on this earth, we will receive reward. But that reward actually belongs to Christ. Because, and not as if he just dishes it out to everyone. It belongs to him because he's the one who initiated it. He's the one who made it possible. He's the one who basically, he made it possible. So, beloved, that's spiritual warfare. 23 sessions on spiritual warfare that we've walked through. I believe we can, there's more to look at. But I think that's enough for now. And I really do hope and pray that you've not just enjoyed the series. I hope you enjoyed the series. But I really hope that you've learned something. And that as overcomers through the indwelling Holy Spirit, by faith in Christ, that you and I may walk in that victory that has been given to us in Christ. Because he has given it to us as a gift. Absolutely amazing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you. Thank you for the series on spiritual warfare. We could learn so much. And Father, thank you so much that we can be overcomers because we believe. And because we are believers, we are overcomers. And thank you that it's all possible because of Christ. And Father, we thank you so much that as overcomers, we have all these rewards waiting for us, and it's all Christ who made it possible. And it is in him that we have all these things. Father, we pray, please, may these things be burned into our hearts. And as we continue in the spiritual battle every single day of our lives, Father, we pray that you will please enable us to live victorious lives in and through the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. This we pray not because we deserve anything. We pray it because we need you as the living Almighty God, not just to go before us, but to take control of our whole life. This we pray in Jesus' name, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for watching. May the Lord richly bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may you experience his victory every single day as you continue in this spiritual battle. God willing, until next time. Bye-bye.